know, what there was and how y'all remedy this going forward?
Well, you know, first you talk to the team and you apologize to the 48 for what happened. It's unacceptable on our part. Communication breakdown that happened right before the start of the race between kind of our inspection area on the ground and race control, where I think there was an assumption that there was a third failure. There wasn't. There was only two. In that case, the 48 shouldn't have started in the back. So at this point, you know, what we can do is put processes in place to fix that so it never happens again. It's disappointing. It's not something you can fix during the race, unfortunately. So all we can do is own up to it and fix it.
So you thought he had failed three times, and that's why you sent him to the back?
There was an assumption from race control, you know, I'm not going to get into specifics, but that he had failed three times, and that was communicated over the radio. That was not the case. There's usually checks and balances where the call is going up to the tower that here are the cars that have failed three times. You know, the 24 obviously did, and that was communicated up. The 48 wasn't communicated, and unfortunately that message went out over the radio.
I mean, you have so many people who are there. Shouldn't somebody have said, hey, no, that's wrong?
Well, okay. But when it goes out and it's, you know, during the parade laps and there's a lot going on, right? And, you know, we didn't hear from the team at that point, you know, or maybe we missed it. And so at that point, you know, once we recognized in race control a mistake had happened, we'd already started the race. And that's part of the things we got to go back and review.
Chad talked about having maybe a communication system set up.
Absolutely. I mean, we just had that conversation and we assured them that we're looking into any and all things we can put in place to fix this.
Does he get his 15 minutes back for next week since he got a penalty this week?
I don't even think that's worth it. At this point, I'm just disappointed in what happened, and I don't think it's right to even comment on it.
But when cars go through inspection, one of the things is essentially an official has like an iPad or something, mm-hmm. and that records that information. So is that a case that it was not looked at, or was the wrong information entered there, which led to race control assumption? Because you said radio, so I'm just confused if it was something.
There was like not a call made up to the tower that there was a third failure. It was written down as a third failure. So that's where it broke down. So at that point, no one in the garage is assuming the 48 car is going to the back. The inspector is not telling the crew chief immediately that you're going to the back because he's not aware of a penalty. So a lot of those processes in place were missed along the way.
Was the Bowyer penalty pretty, sitting on the wall, was that a pretty easy call to make?
I mean, that's the rule. I know people don't necessarily like all the rules, but that's the rule. And if we don't make that call, I think you guys would be asking why we didn't.
Steve, obviously this track repaved not too long ago and reconfigured. Certainly some drivers kind of expressed some disappointment or kind of frustration with how tough it was to race, tough it was to pass, and kind of raising the question about the entertainment value for the fans. So when you look at this race, or what will you do, is it a sense of this needs to have another picture test again to look at tires? Is it, you know, repaves are challenging, but what does this sport need to do moving forward from this race to maybe present an overall?
Well, first of all, I don't want to take anything away from what Kevin Harvick did today, right? That's an eighth win. That's an unbelievable season. Having said that, I think we'd all agree on the race entertainment quality between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's a difference. I think we also know that we've got a new rules package in place next year that, again, some of you have not been too positive about, but there's a reason we've gone to that. And I think this would be one of the reasons is the speeds we're running at this track and the ability where we think to make those changes. That's why we put that in place for next year.
Because it's not in the rule book, like how many failures goes to the back. I mean, there's always.
Well, it's always been three. So I mean, you can point to that, but everybody understands. If there's a question of, did we put someone to the back because of two? No, it was a mistake.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.